Well, I think his, you know, kind of his ability to stay focused through the ups and downs and stay balanced and keep perspective on things, I think that's one thing. And then I thought he always, his relationship with the players, I thought it was outstanding. I thought he always did a great job there. Oh, absolutely, absolutely, yeah. Yeah, Mike's an excellent football coach. He's got a great record as a head coach in the National Football League. He's a tremendous person. It was not very easy at all.
Joe, since you picked up Jarisburg, not one of your guys, obviously, but you played in the division against him. What are your thoughts?
Jarisburg?
Yes,
Jarisburg. Yeah, he's a very productive football player. He's very instinctive. His play speed is very good. And you know, he can kind of make those impact plays that everybody looks for.
Joe, we saw Jenkins get some work, good deal of work, a couple of the final games of December. Do you think he's ready to play a lot for you on third downs, on passing downs, with Jelani's skill set?
Well, he's very, very bright. So, you know, on third down, there's sometimes a multitude. That's where you might see the most variation from a formation standpoint, motions and checks and those type of things. And so he, you know, he's a very bright guy. He picked up the system very well. He's athletic, as you mentioned, Barry, and has good zone awareness if you're playing zone. And he has the skill set to run with receivers and cover man-to-man. So certainly it's, well, we hope that he pushes for playtime, certainly.
You envision him still as a weak side linebacker or outside guy? Can he play inside?
I feel like we have him in the right spot, but we'll see. Yeah, we'll see. Yeah, I do think he has some flexibility, cause, and part of that, Omar's cousin, I think, is his intelligence too. You know?
In terms of Jimmy Wilson, I know you guys have been developing him as a safety for the past 2 years, but played him primarily as a nickel. Do you still envision him in that role, or do you see him as a cornerback?
No, I see. We kind of right now envision him in that role that we've had him in the past, but we'll see.
So that's he can continue to develop as a safety.
Yeah, as of right now, that's what we have. So.
Okay. Do you have a feel for what you have in Caleb Sturgis? Obviously showed great potential times, but struggled at times.
Yeah, we have a young kicker, I think, you know. I mean, I think kind of like maybe some rookies at other positions. As you mentioned, you see all the qualities that you're looking for. You see the leg strength. You see the accuracy. There was a little spell there where there was a little bit of inconsistency. So I think we have to, you know, work through that, and I'm sure he will. We just saw him the other day, and, you know, he's a very, very hard worker, and I expect him to improve. I'm sorry? Yes, Well, I know we only had a brief time with him. You know, he joined us late in the 2012 season, but we really thought he was having a very, very good off season. I was only 4 days of training camp, something like that. It wasn't long, but, you know, and he's just, he's been in there every single day diligently working to improve. And so, you know, he's a big body type. We don't have a lot of those 6'3 and change guys. So we felt like he's a guy worth working with.
What did Rashard Matthews show you both after when he stepped into the fourth role and then when Brandon went down, taking on more responsibility?
Yeah, he's a confident guy. You know, he's a guy that likes to compete. He's very competitive, and he's got a lot of faith in his abilities. And you know, he made it. I want to say he had 30 catches last year or something like that. So he made a good contribution, but there, you know, there's still room for development. More, you know, consistency and detail out of him, I think, is two things that would be looking for.
Michael Thomas kind of came out of nowhere in that one game, gets AFC Defensive Player of the Week. Is he somebody? I mean, do you see him, you know, trying to get in the rotation? What do you see from him?
Yeah, he's kind of one of those eager, upbeat, you know, competitive type of guys. I can't say, Andrew, that we got a tremendous feel on him because we've only had him, you know, 2.5 weeks or however long we had him. But, you know, we're excited about him being part of the ball club, and we're going to see, you know, expect him to be very competitive, expect him to be on top of his game from a scheme standpoint. I think there is some position flexibility there. So, yeah, it'll be interesting when we get our hands on him and can work with him a little longer.
Joe, so far, I know it's early in the offseason, free agency. Has there been a best thing that you've done, whether it's re-signing Brent Grimes, signing Brandon Albert, getting offensive line help, and Albert and Shelly Smith? Anything you can point to?
Well, I think Dennis put together a good plan in the offseason in terms of I think there's been discipline in our spending. I think there's been, not just spending to spend. I think addressing some certain areas that we felt need to be addressed. I don't think necessary things are necessarily over with. But, we were able to follow through for the most part on what we wanted to get done at that phase of free agency, and there's more to it. And so we'll see how the rest of it unfolds.
And Joe, was San Francisco a natural fit for Jonathan Martin?
Well, I wish Jonathan the best. I hope his career goes in a positive direction, and we hope that wish him nothing but well. So I can't speak to if it's, again, how great of a fit it is for him, but I wish him well, certainly on his next journey.
What kind of player are they getting?
Jonathan came into work every single day and worked his butt off here, and he played well. So I hope he does a great job for them.
Did you ever have a thought of playing him at guard at all? Do you think he had that versatility to play?
He being?
Jonathan.
Our film evaluation of him was that tackle was the best position, but he's a smart guy. I'm sure he could do whatever any club. I'm sure he'd do whatever anybody asked him to do.
But he was solely a tackle. He didn't practice at guard or anything like that when he was with you?
Not for us, no. Wow. I mean, I know I've had a couple of tough years, but I mean, jeez. Yeah, I'm not going to like the question. Oh, okay. Well, then maybe I won't let you answer it then. Or ask it. I won't let you ask it.
So.
No, not for me, you don't. Not for me, you don't. But go ahead. Go ahead. Sir, yeah. Go ahead.
Was not throwing out that trade for Brandon Albert last year in retrospect?
Not really. I mean, you can't look back in life. I mean, you have to do what you feel is right. And, we're kind of where we are, and this is what we're glad he's on the ball club, and so we're happy he's here. Nah.
Dear Lord Sherpa.
Yeah, right. There you go.
Football. If you ask around this table why the Dolphins didn't make the playoffs last year, we'll get 10 different answers.
Sure. Me?
Your
yeah.
Is the didn't. Only one that matters.
Yeah, we didn't make enough plays the last 2 weeks to earn the right to participate in the playoffs. It's very difficult for me to say. It's bitter for me to say, but it's the truth. As you watch the film and you look at the games, we didn't make enough plays. And that's all it falls on me, it falls on the players, it falls on everybody. It wasn't one player's fault. It wasn't one coach's fault. But we didn't make enough plays. And so there were some plays to be made. I mean, the last game that we played, where the opportunity was there, I mean, it was, 14-7 in the fourth quarter, and we had the ball on their side of the field on a 3rd-and-3 or something. There were some there was opportunities there. And so, I know a lot was written that our guys were flat and nobody, they didn't, but there were opportunities. And and so we have to do a better job. We have to make more plays. I mean, that's what I saw. Yep.
Is it hard to go back and watch those last two games?
And it's not easy, yeah. It's difficult, yep.
Coach, I'd like to ask you a general question about free agency.
Sure.
When any team signs guys, there's always a lot of excitement, you have big names coming in. And then you look back, and sometimes those big names just don't pan out in their new cities.
Mm-hmm.
What are the challenges on making guys fit in their new teams, and how do you go into it trying to project versus projecting a college kid in the draft?
Yeah, well, you're right, Al. I mean, it's not a perfect science. And so, one of the things you hope to do when you evaluate a prospective free agent is he a good fit both from a scheme standpoint, a locker room standpoint? Is he the kind of guy that you want to bring in? Does that make sense, bringing a guy like that in? And so that's part one. And, yeah, just because you sign a guy to a big contract doesn't guarantee that he's going to perform up to that level. And that's always one of the risks that you take. And in free agency. And it's and I don't think college is that much different. When you're watching a college player, you want to take into consideration a variety of factors that hopefully will, give you some level of confidence in the predictability of his success in your system on your ball club. But as we all know, that's not necessarily perfect either. But you do the best you can. You try to be diligent in your evaluation of these guys and take into consideration a wide range of factors and do the best you can.
Joe, not to get into specific draft strategy, but sure. At this point, do you have it narrowed down to, two positions that you'll choose from in the first round, or are there still, maybe four positions that you're considering?
I wouldn't say that. I mean, I think you have to – again, Dennis is in charge of that, but I think you have to keep an open mind and, take the best players, that player that you deem is the best player. And so I don't know that now Dennis may have a different answer, but I certainly haven't limited myself to think in terms of, all right, we're taking one position, that's it. So I think you have to keep – I think the teams, if you study and you look at it, the teams that probably draft the best take the best players usually.
In terms of the offensive line, I know you guys feel comfortable with some – well, can't really say comfortable, but are okay with some of the guys that are there in-house, so you haven't really addressed some of the other positions. Is that because you feel – there's quality players in this draft on the offensive line in terms of from a depth standpoint?
Yeah, I mean, I like what we see so far, and there seems to be a good core group of guys. And I think in the right situation, the right guys, there's an opportunity for some young guy to come in and play as a rookie. I think it's possible. I think it can be done. I don't think you want to always do it. I don't know that you want to have three positions vacant. They have to have three rookies play at one time. But I do feel good about some of the guys we have in the building working hard. And I do think there's some guys that could contribute and potentially play early that are there in the draft.
Coach, although you mentioned that Dennis will be in charge of picking whoever you guys draft, how important is for a coach to have that kind of input on the draft picks, and so you're the head coach and you know what kind of guys you want out of your...
Yeah, well, Dennis has been great about, throughout free agency, making sure we would sit down together, and we watched Earl Mitchell together, we watched Brandon Albert together, we watched Shelly Smith together, we watched Louis Delmas together, all those guys, and Finnegan. So we both would have a comfort level. It's not good if only one person has a comfort level with what's going on.
Your assessment of Deion Sims and what skills you see him bringing to you going forward.
Yeah, I really like his – I think he has a chance to be a very, very good blocker in this league. I like what I see in that area. He does have soft hands. There's some really good clips of him playing fast, but I do think his play speed has to become – more consistent. Once in a while you could see some pictures where he maybe wasn't maybe a hair indecisive for a moment or two, but I thought overall there's a lot to work with there.
So what tell us about what John Benton will bring to coaching that offensive line? About him.
I've kind of known him casually for the last 10 years in the National Football League, and obviously coming from Houston. They have done an excellent job running the football for a number of years. And so that part, there was some compatibility in terms of some of the things that Bill likes to do in the run game, I like to do in the run game. I think there's some carryover there, so we're not coming at it from 180 different degrees, so to speak. So, and he's just, he's a quality individual and loves football and loves coaching, so...
This offseason, taking everything into account, new GM, offensive coordinator, Wells report, been very tumultuous, or has it been a lot of the same, or has it been a new beginning?
I hope it's not a lot of the same.
Right.
No, it's been, again, as I said, somebody asked me during the season, it's, at the end of the day, when you go home, you're privileged to be the head coach of the Miami Dolphins. I mean, there's only 32 of these jobs, and nobody said it was going to be easy, and nobody said there's not going to be challenges. And you get to work with a lot of great people. I mean, we have a lot of great people in that building every single day. A lot of the, people you don't know, you know, the Stu Weinsteins of the world and the Chiminos of the world that, you know, just bleed, you know, aqua and orange and, you know, guys like that. And then we have more of them in there that, you know, Hubert, who goes around and you know, works on the facility. I mean, we got a lot of great people to work with every day. So, you know, we're going to work through this thing. We're going to get it right. That's what it is. You know, maybe next year it'll be a little calmer, a little bit. But, you know, that's where it is. It's, you know, as long as to me, if you acknowledge things that you could have done better and you're devoted to doing them better, that's what's really important.
Has all this gift given you a lot of